Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Tucson, Arizona at the StarNet meeting, and I'm with Laura Rassett with Circadia. Laura, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. I mentioned you're with Circadia. It used to be called Image Flooring, and you're in Kansas, right?
Yes, Kansas City. Yep.
Why the name change?
We rebranded in March to Circadia. We are a large company based out of Kansas City. We also have a branch in St. Louis. We were Image Flooring for over 20 years, but we're owned by a Steelcase furniture dealer. So we have a lot of different services that we provide for our customers. And we had a lot of different names, a lot of different divisions. And for several years, we were explaining all of our different capabilities, and we were able to rebrand and now all have the same name and get to tell our story again and come back to the forefront of our customers' minds and have a new fun tagline of people in place and rhythm. So yeah, Circadia Flooring is the division that I run.
And what's the service area?
So we are primarily in the Kansas City market, but we go about 2 hours around that area.
So your company overall is in both the furniture business and the flooring business, but you focus in the flooring business.
Yes, I only do flooring.
How did you pick flooring as a career?
I actually have an interior design degree and just kind of fell into flooring. And as I say, you just never really get out. So I've been doing commercial flooring for over 16 years. Yeah, I've been the vice president for, well, Image, but now Circadia Flooring for over 5 years. It's been a great run here.
Are there synergies in being in both the furniture and flooring business?
Absolutely. The main difference between us would be pretty much the timeline. Flooring's going to be earlier on in construction. We do a lot of the same markets. Our biggest would be, of course, healthcare and education, government and corporate. And luckily, we have a lot of the same customers, so we're able to help our customers with the same projects and work together.
How long have you been in StarNet?
Our company's been part of StarNet for 15 years.
Who owns Circadia?
Circadia is owned by the shareholder group, but there's also started by a family in St. Louis, the Rhyme family. They actually started as a printing company, Color Art, which is over 75-year history. So it's pretty neat that it's been celebrated for so long.
Well, tell me about some recent successes that you've had.
As far as projects that we have won and are working on right now, we do some projects with our St. Luke's Hospital locally. And one of our better customers that probably everyone knows is the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's a fun project that we work on. And then we also have some other local projects with our local schools like Kansas State University and the University of Kansas. So we get some really cool projects in our area.
Mm-hmm. Have you met Patrick Mahomes?
I have not, but we have done their locker room and all their suites and a great client of ours.
How about some of the challenges that you've run into?
I think, you know, a lot of them are the same ones that you'd probably ask most of the people here at StarNet. Moisture in the concrete is always a challenge. Timeline of a construction schedule is another one. Of course, always trying to crunch that schedule down and get you in to push other trades to finish up a project. We have done pretty good, and we've got some amazing skilled workforce that always seem to get it done. And obviously, our operations staff and our office people have always made it happen.
Do you come usually to both StarNet's spring and fall meeting?
So I have. The last 3 years, I've gone to both the spring and the fall because I started co-chairing the women of StarNet 3 years ago. So yes, I started to do that. But I've been coming to StarNet for about 6 years now. It's a great program that I absolutely love, and the networking is the best part for sure.
Give me a couple examples of benefits of being here.
Being able to share stories and asking for advice, and the mentorship has been amazing. A lot of it's been informal, but just making friendships and, you know, walking into a conversation and already knowing what that other person's dealt with and saying, hey, I'm looking for some advice here on this situation, or have you come across something here or there? I'm also a new committee member of the membership committee, so I'm excited to be part of that as well.
Well, it sounds like you're jumping in and doing a lot of volunteer work.
It's been a lot of fun, and it's been great to meet more people here in StarNet. And each time, it's been even more exciting to see the same familiar faces and meet the new members. That's been even more beneficial to me, I think, now.
So tell us a little bit about the women of StarNet, what's going on there.
The main goal, of course, is just empowering women who are in leadership, just being able to share stories and help each other along the way. Flooring and construction as a whole has generally been led by men, and so it's been nice to be able to come up with different topics. We've had mentorship programs. We have different webinars and different postings. We've also partnered with Wi-Fi this year for some different lunch topics that they've done. We have even more to come. They just rolled out the mentorship official program, which has been put together by Caitlin and Adrian, that we're really excited about too.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
It's going to be a year-long program. Both the mentor and the mentee work together, and you can do it with other people within the StarNet network, or you can also do it within your own company itself. So there's going to be some checkpoints throughout the year to make sure everyone's kind of on track, just getting what they need out of it, which I think is just amazing that they're going to really help you along the way.
Are you taking anything away from this meeting that you plan to put to work when you get back?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just got out of a meeting and they talked about different vendor scorecards that you can put together and have a more strategic meeting with your vendors, and I'm really excited for that, more of a structured meeting. So we'll definitely implement that right away.
Yeah, that was Whitney Welch that said
yes.
That, right? I guess the next meeting is going to be on the East Coast in Florida, right?
Yeah, that sounds fun. I haven't been to Miami before.
All right, Laura, it's good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Laura Rassett, Vice President with Circadia, based in Kansas City, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.